Hello, Chatterboxers. It's Anna from Soundyard here, delivering your monthly highlights from High Ash Farm. We've really landed into autumn now, so Chris Skinner and Terrible Terrier Rat have been noticing the small yet significant changes that marks a new season. Matthew Gudgeon joins the pair as well as they observe the starlings in full flight. Then they head off to a high point on the farm to learn about the latest moth discovery, which has incredibly reappeared after a 50-year absence. Chris Skinner also shares with us the importance of ivy, before then admiring the handiwork of Britain's largest wasp. Let's head there now.
Back on the farm with Chris Skinner, High Ash Farm, on a lunchtime visit, still quite bright and warm, and a flock of birds we're looking at over on one of the horses' paddocks.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to High Ash Farm. Wow, what a fantastic sight. They say one of these old mottos out in the countryside is birds of a feather flock together. Oh, look at that. Wow, they've just... Oh, and another one's just joining them. Two flocks, two for the price of one. Starlings on the horse pastures, the tightly grazed, almost lawn-like pastures here at High Ash Farm for the horses to graze. And that's why the horses are there. Don't tell the girls. It's to attract the bird life for the swallows, the house martin swifts, and in particular, starlings. That flock is dense and black, and it's the beginning of the big murmurations at this time of the year.
And we've got some other starlings, just a handful, on the telephone or electricity cables up there, and they're clicking away and singing the starling songs, aren't they?
Yes, and it's enormously varied with a lot of mimicry as to the places that they've been feeding. Now, those four or five on the wires there are on guard duty. They are guards, starlings. So they're doing sort of sentry duty. And if there's a sparrowhawk about or a kestrel or some other bird of prey, they will give the alarm and look at the flock going across the grass. The ones at the back of the flock feed, and when they've exhausted the insects, they fly to the front and overtake their friends. So it's kind of like a caterpillar track going across the field. Look at them moving across. And Matthew, if you went back, 200 years, starlings would be scarce to rare in the UK. But because of the Industrial Revolution, we felled a lot of our natural timber resources in the UK to burn it for charcoal, for heat, for energy, and put down cereals and in particular pasture. And starlings, sort of native of southern Europe and western Europe, started to move northwards and eastwards and came to the UK. Beautiful, beautiful birds, lots of colours in the produce. Although where we're looking at them, 50 metres away, they just look uniformly black. But they love short grazed pasture. They've got these little beaks which they probe into the ground, and they are after leather jackets, wireworm, any soil invertebrates near the ground level. And in moist weather, the worms will come up, and that's a day's food for an adult starling. Now, starlings have finished all their breeding now, so you'll have juveniles there, which are a slightly different colour, and adult birds as well. And they're kind of learning. They are gregarious, is the right word to use. They love being together in flocks, and that gives them security. Because many eyes in a flock of birds means that you're relatively safe. But look at that. I mean, the amazing sight, 50, 60 yards from us.
See if we can pick up some of these sounds from that sort of distance away, and we're in the car as well. But let's have a listen. We've got the sentinels up on the cable, and several hundred, maybe 200 or 300 down on the deck.
250 as an estimate.
Getting some clicks there, aren't we? Are they impersonating? Oh, up they go.
Up they go onto the hedge and onto the next paddock. Oh, some have landed in the top of the hedge. That wasn't an alarm.
I'm back.
Oh, they come back. Oh, wonderful. If I could...
Well, we should get some more sounds now, shouldn't we? Because they're much nearer and many more on the cable.
Yes. 20 yards away.
Yes, I was going to say, the impersonating clicks, presumably, are of swallows.
Yes, that's obviously they're feeding out on the pastures all day, every day. The swallows are feeding right over the top of them. So it's one of the list of repertoires. It's rather like you sharing information where the best restaurants are, if you like, with your friends. And they kind of have their own language. They don't obviously think like us or behave like us, but once you study wildlife or been in close proximity to it, as I have all my life, you realise there is a language, whether it's a blackbird flying away from you, giving, you know, that's an alarm call. I know the sound the swallows make if there's a sparrow hawk nearby or a kestrel flying over. They have a certain alarm call that they make, and lots of birds do that. Carrion crows will do it. All birds have a kind of an alarm system, or they listen to other birds. But starlings have this list of sounds, and their mimicry is superb. We often think of minor birds as great mimics, but I think starlings come a close second, if anything, certainly in the UK as a native bird now. Nest about March and April, bright blue eggs, usually in the soffit under the eaves of houses. I put up nest boxes for them, and they love those. And very, very attractive birds as well.
Another thing a lot of people know about them is that their motto is cleanliness is next to godliness. They love a good bath, don't they?
Absolutely. Not far from where we're sitting, got my small garden here, and I've got a lovely old 16th century stone bath, which is warm quite a lot one side, where ladies or gentlemen from decades and centuries ago did all their washing in it, and it's about 4 or 5 inches deep. Made out of stone, hewn out. It's really beautiful, and I keep that filled with water. And I've done videos in the past of perhaps 30 or 40. Talk about having a bath with a friend to save water. Well, the water kind of flies up out of the pond. They absolutely love bathing, so just beautiful to see. Well, that started our podcast off in no uncertain way, and we'll try and follow different bird species as we drive around the farm. And I noticed that just this side of the hedge where the starlings are feeding, there's a couple of dozen house sparrows there. There they go, look. Ooh. Just flown up exactly where the starlings were.
Yes, they're in the hedge there.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely wonderful. So they're all feeding en masse as well. So it is that time of year. I will have to announce that I think autumn's here. A couple of mornings this week, there's been a certain dampness in the air, a certain coolness, and the smell of damp earth. And somehow that permeates into the back of my head. And without knowing it, I feel autumn is here.
So it's a birdie sort of episode of the podcast this week. I know a lot of people will relish that. We've also got a birdie answer to the conundrum that Chris set last week coming up. So I'm looking forward to this, Chris.
Yes,
and okay. Rat is riding shotgun.
He is. He's on my lap, ready to go. So we'll start the track.
Total indifference towards the starlings.
Absolutely, yes. Well, they're not worth chasing because you can't chase them. They fly out of the way. Right, here we go.